the first question is, have you ever visited Russia before?
Yes. I came to St. Petersburg a very long time ago. It was in 1969 under Brezhnev. Brezhnev was newly elected, and it was under the Soviet Union regime. And I was very impressed by St. Petersburg. It was in the winter, in December in January. And I mean, the buildings and their color were really extraordinary because there was snow and the water was frozen. So it was the contrast between the winter and the buildings were so fabulous that I like St. Petersburg very much. And then I came back in 2012 or 13 because I had been giving lecture in Novosibirsk, and by the same occasion I went to Moscow and to Leningrad, and everything has changed. And between 2012 or 13 and now, there were big changes.
Please, could you tell about your academic topics and the research you're doing in the recent years?
Do you want the old history? Or
yes.
I was born in Canada, so it was the weather is very similar to the weather here. The winter are very long and very cold. And in my village, we have, during 2 weeks, 30 or 50 below zero. And it is very hard. So I went to the university in Montreal. I do my master in Montreal, but at the time it was very difficult to do a doctorate in Montreal. So I went to Paris, and it was in 1968. And my supervisor was in Nanterre, and it was a woman. And she asked me not to come to the university, because there were every day battle and manifestation between student and policemen. So I, instead of studying philosophy, my thesis was on the Timaeus, and instead of studying philosophy, I went to Paris, École Pratique des Hautes Études, where you were, where you went. And I studied under Jean-Pierre Vernant, Pierre Vidal-Naquet, and Marcel Detienne. I studied anthropology and sociology of the antiquity. So it makes all the difference between my paper and the main interpretation, the standard main interpretation at the moment. Because in our domain, philosophy means analytical philosophy, and means logical, and philosophy of the ordinary language. But it is not the case for me. I'm interested in mythos. I'm interested in politics. I'm interested in sociology, rich and poor, and things like that. In antiquity and in Plato, in antiquity in general and in Plato in particular.
How the state of studying of the ancient philosophy, is there a big period of time being given for the antique studies, or are they just passed as a historical type stage?
Yes, all depends. I mean, in the university, either in Canada, not in Canada, but in Quebec, because Quebec is a province which is very different from the other provinces. It was It was French and Catholic. Now Catholicism has disappeared. So it is French, and the system is very similar to France. And so the philosophy of antiquity is a part of history. And so it's very difficult to see the difference between history and philosophy. The history, philosophy, and history, it's almost the same thing. In France, it is quite different because in Quebec, the two main authors are Plato and Aristotle. In France, and you went to the École pratique des hautes études, in the École pratique des hautes études, there is two branches, philological and history of religion. And in that context, the philosophy of antiquity is much larger. I mean, it includes the history of Platonism, Medio-Platonism and Neo-Platonism, because the texts are not so good as Plato, and because very rapidly philosophy in the antiquity merge with religion and theology. And that's why in Neoplatonism, Plato's philosophy is a sort of scientific theology. And for the late Neoplatonism, they try to make a sort of link between the scientific theology by Plato and the ordinary theology, I mean, Orphism and Chaldean oracles and the usual mythology you found in Hesiod and in Homer. So it is quite different. And so I went from Plato because I directed a translation of Plato's complete works from Plato to Neoplatonism, because in 1974 I was elected in CNRS in a team working on Neoplatonism, and that's why I became more and more interested in Neoplatonism, and now I'm working essentially on Plotinus. We have a complete translation of the Aeneids, Porphyry, Iamblichus, and now Proclus.
Imagine if you will have a possibility to change something in the system of the studying of antique philosophy. What will you add? What will you modify?
Well, the problem now, and it is a sort of a general problem. The problem now is that because the English and the American philosophers are more numerous and richer, they impose an Aristotelian lecture of Plato and Platonism. And I will try to change the perspective, going from analytical philosophy to the history and to the sociology of Platonism, of Plato, Platonism, and the other branch of philosophy. I mean, Stoicism and Epicureanism. I think that you cannot reduce Stoicism and Epicureanism to logical analysis or to the analysis of the ordinary language. I think it is much more interesting than that, especially Stoicism and its relation with the Roman politics, something like that.
What do you think about the influence of ancient philosophy on modernity? Do you think it's useful to study antique philosophy for modern people? And yeah. Of course, I'm sure you yeah. say
well,
yes.
When I was young, I was told that it was stupid to study ancient philosophy because I wouldn't be able to eat and to have a family. And I think that it is the ordinary people reaction. And I think it's not foolish and very interesting. But if you put the problem on another level, I think the study of the past is very important because with this modern interpretation, with the analytical philosophy, we flatten everything on the same level. I mean, everything is reduced to the present. And I think it is not a good thing because it is something arrogant and and you don't see what the future could be. Because we are the best, we are the end of the history, we are... I don't think it's right. I mean, we are just a moment in the history, and there was a lot of very interesting thing behind us. And if we want to have an interesting future, we have to understand that in the past there was something very, very different. And I think that the future will be also very, very different. And we cannot stay in the present and say, as I told, we are the best, nothing is going to change, things like that. I think it's not possible, and I think that the study of the past is the only way to think about the future very different from our present.
Could you tell about your presentation in this conference?
In the conference, my presentation was not really a presentation. I mean, I wanted to explain what was the aim of the conference. It is a midterm. It does mean that the International Plato Society organizes a symposium every 3 years, and in the middle, we have a meeting to organize the next symposium. The next symposium will be in Paris in 2019. So in my paper, I tried to explain what was the International Plato Society, what were its aim, how it does function. And then I explained the theme of the symposium in Paris, the Parmenides of Plato. And I tried to explain, and that's why I've chosen this theme, that through the Parmenides of Plato, you have to take position on Parmenides some 2 centuries before. to interpret the Parmenides of Plato, the dialogue, and to understand what the Platonists did of this dialogue, because the Platonists, since Plotinus, find in the second part of the Parmenides this famous Plato scientific theology, because the Parmenides is something, the second part of the Parmenides is very difficult to understand. And so they use this sort of enigma to develop what they call the scientific theology. And so we have a sort of very large historical span from the 6th century before to the 6th century after. So 1,200 years of philosophical discussion. And I think on being, on the one, and for the late Neoplatonism, for the yes, on the gods.
And which are the plans for the International Plato Society? The plans, your personal plans, except the symposium you mentioned. Are you planning any publications? What are you preparing now in this moment?
In the International Plato Society or myself?
No, yourself. Yes.
The International Plato Society will publish the proceeding of the symposium. And myself, now I'm quite old now, but I have published, not myself, but a team, Plato's complete work. And I'm working for the moment for a new edition, a revised edition. The same thing for Plotinus. We have published the old Aeneid, and we are going to publish a revised edition. For Porphyry, we are going to publish one new edition, translation, and commentary of a text. It is on the cave of the nymph. It's a sort of very strange text, which is an allegorical interpretation of the last song of the Odyssey. So it's very strange. There is a quite a difficult passage at the end of the Odyssey, where Odyssey hides himself in a cave near his city, and Porphyry tried to see there the way the souls come from the intelligible to the sensible and get up to the intelligible. Something very strange, but very, very interesting. And now we are a team working on the element of theology of Proclus. It's always the same thing for Proclus. Plato's philosophy is a scientific theology. And in that treatise, he tried to explain how it works, going from the one to the matter. And it is a very short treatise, but it is a sort of handbook for the old system. The old system is in the Platonic theology, which has been published completely now after 1968.
Can you wish something to Russian colleagues?
I was very impressed by this new review, and I think it is very important because, as I told you, I have published two articles in that review. And the other articles are very, very interesting. And I think that the study of Plato in Russia is in a very good way. And there is also a translation, a new translation in Russian of the Parmenides. And I think it is very, very interesting for us and for. I came twice to Novosibirsk, where there were a sort of seminar for people teaching in the university in the old Federation of Russia. And I give lecture on Platonism and Neoplatonism. And I think that Russia is more and more interesting in the philosophy of antiquity. And I think it is a very good thing for the reason I give to you. I mean, in order to understand the past, the future, you have to understand the past. In order to face the future, you have to understand the past. And I think that Russia is, in a way, closely linked to the history of philosophy in the antiquity through through Byzantium, who was a very important center for the study of Aristotle and Plato. So I hope it's going to be open now to discussion.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.